Now, these next guys we got in the studio here, I saw them when I went to see the Hatcher Briggs Band last, well, it was almost a year ago, I guess, huh? At Crescentwood Community Center?
It was.
And wow, I had no idea what to expect from you guys, but you just blew me away big time. The Hazy Pilgrims, welcome to the Twang Trust, kids.
Thanks, Stu.
Thank you.
So, how long have you been, were you together prior to that gig?
Probably about 6 months. We've been playing together. No, just as it was kind of developing.
Yeah.
We kind of put together with drums and everything. But was that, what, 3 months before that? I'm the worst person chronologically. So.
Or 3 months, yeah.
Wow. It looked like you'd been doing that for years. I mean, though you should introduce yourself here. We got Chris Gertson.
Hi there, I'm Chris.
Hi, Mom.
I'm Ryan Mayer.
Hi. I'm Jeremy Van Dusen. Also hi.
Yeah. And we're now you're playing this Saturday at the Academy Coffee House.
That's
or
right.
No, it's the bar and eatery now. And
yes,
eatery.
Yes. Name change, yeah. Yes.
And it's a bit of a seasonal thing, huh? Tell us about these goats.
We're doing a fundraiser. It's actually through MCC. We're just it was just an NGO that we kind of picked. Raising money to buy goats for African families who are impoverished, and that's more, they need goats, I guess, more than they do shiny little trinkets. So
no doubt.
We decided we'd throw the money into the hat and see what we came up with to give to them.
Yeah. I tried to find some goat songs tonight, but couldn't do it. there's not many goat songs out there.
No. We're going to try to fix that.
We're going
to
write one.
A Christmas goat song, yeah. You'll hear it this Saturday at Academy Bar and Eatery. So maybe we should play one of these demos. Now, you do have some demos up on your website, hazypilgrims.com.
Yep.
And I understand there's quite possibly a full album in the works.
Yeah, we're looking at recording in February, going in beginning of February with Neil Cameron and trying to whip something that pounds your speakers into submission.
Well, I'm sure it will. I mean, wow. But the three songs that are up there now, you'd be, well, it would behoove you to go there now and download them. It's just great stuff.
It's
and for this young of a band, boy, we're going to have some fun tonight, kids. We're going to play live shortly, but we're going to play one of these demos right now. Tell us about this song, Chris.
Firefly. It's just a song I wrote, actually. I got some sleep issues sometimes, and I woke up from a bad dream, and somebody was burning stuff in my dream, so I thought, I've always liked fire myself, so I didn't know if that was me or someone else, and I just was playing with the idea of, I guess, ghosts or ideas that might put someone in a space like that, a dark space, to burn things down. And I wrote Firefly.
There you go.
It's about an arsonist. Yeah.
And here it is on the Twang Trust.
We were just kids holding tight, watching fireflies glowing in the night. They look like phantoms smoking cigarettes on a soft summer night. I can't forget. And come a day, she moved away. She found the words when there was nothing to say. Her final whisper lingered in my ear. 20 years later, still hear it clear. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget those fireflies. She was gone, and I was alone, collecting shadows, collecting bones. Collecting string in her rusty nails, collecting gas in her rusty pail. sunshine, I bear the light, and I watch her dance, I hear her sing. 20 years later, that voice still rings. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget those fireflies. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget those fireflies. Watching fireflies glowing in the night. Now I'm a phantom, smoking cigarettes on a soft summer night. You won't forget, 'cause I can't forget. You won't forget, 'cause I can't forget. You won't forget.
Wow, welcome back to the Twang Trust Kids. That was Firefly by the Hazy Pilgrims, who we have standing by in our big live studio. It's very exciting. The second week in a row we've had folks playing live. And wow. That was Firefly from their three-song demo. We got them live now. My goodness. Now, this weekend, you guys are doing two sets at the Academy Bar and Eatery. One electric, one acoustic. Is that the deal?
That's correct.
Yep. So we're going to hear you in the opening acoustic set mode tonight, huh?
That's right. We're going to do tunes that we're going to be doing electric there. We're going to do those acoustic tonight.
Hey, so mix and match. And that's so you got to have all three, really, for the full experience.
That's it. That's it.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave you to it. The Hazy Pilgrims, right, folks.
Bad day, spiders in her hair. She had an invite to a party, but there was no one there. She tried to transcend it, looking for new cliches. She ended up painting flowers out on the highway. Highway 59, where death comes out to play. Speedometer's rising, she's got nothing left to say. And a cross swings gently from the rearview mirror, with a feather on a roach clip to take away her fears. Says I'm looking for a round church, so devil can't corner me tonight. There's seven angels singing, but a dirty little voice says nothing turns out right. Said it was the grass, some said it was the rain, but either way, when it happened, she felt no guilt or shame. She reached the pearly gates, her family knelt to pray, and the angel standing there said, hey, what do you have to say? And I'm looking for a round church, so devil can't come.
Yeah, yeah. Very tasty. Very tasty, boys.
Thanks, dude.
Now, you've got more like that in the can? Boy, that's this is strong stuff.
Oh, thanks, dude. We try. We do our best. We hope that the songs come through. And
we like the strong stuff.
That's what we do, yeah.
All right. Well,
we try to weed out the undesirables along the way.
Now, what... we've talked a bit of Bruce in the past.
Yeah,
he's obviously some kind of an influence. Where, like, what else is in the record collections?
Probably. Well, for me, I was obviously Springsteen and Steve Earle. Right when I was a kid, like starting around 14 years old, those were big ones. And then I moved to John Prine and going through Steve Earle. Towns Van Zandt was a big influence, too. Bob Dylan. And, you know, I kind of went from Springsteen and Steve Earle, and then I just kind of branched out in the Rolling Stones, and, you know, you just find things down the line. And then after a while, those were the big ones when I was a kid growing up into my mid-20s, and then you just kind of branch out. And I don't know, I listen to all kinds of music, just about anything. Lately, I've been listening to Gordon Lightfoot and lots of R&B, old R&B, Wilson Piquet and stuff like that, so... Mix it up.
Now it gets pretty loud at a Hazy Pilgrim show too.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. You can feel it's kind of, I like that mix of the visceral. You try to have some kind of meaning to the songs, but when you really get the pounding going on, you can feel it in your chest. That
like
just
a thunder.
Yeah. Get them thinking and get their asses shaking. So that's a good thing. Yeah. It's a lot more fun that way.
No, I heard you got added onto that Crescentwood gig because you were a area band. Is that true? Are you in the Crescentwood area?
No, I'm not in the Crescentwood area. What happened there, as I recollect, was an area band that they were going to have open up, but the band had some issues going on or something.
Ah.
And then a friend of mine was on the board, and he said, "Well, you have a band. Were you interested in playing?" And we were like, "Yeah, I think we could do that." So
now you mentioned in an email the other day that you're heading out to Selkirk for practice, or
yeah. Sean Dutka is our drummer, and he lives out in Selkirk. So
So are there, like, do you have rumbles with the Farrell brothers out there?
Well, we've been looking for them, but yeah. I think they're hiding.
They're afraid.
Yeah, they're not.
All right, well, we'll leave it to you. Let's hear another one from the Hazy Pilgrims, folks, this Saturday at the Academy Bar and Eatery.
All right, let's try. This is a little backwards morality tale called The Oath. I took the oath at the end of spring. I did proud my family name. I resolved to see my mother, so I found me on a train. The sun gave way to the evening, stars on tracks, fate laid clear. I come a cry about 9 p.m. Is there a doctor here? Can't stop a train. Can't stop a train. Can't stop a train. You can't stop a train. He reeked of Irish whiskey, an empty pill bottle in his hands. His pupils were dilated. He was in a borderland. His face was gray as November as we break for Sherbrooke Town. You never know when luck will pick you up or when luck will take you down. Can't stop a train. You can't stop a train. Can't stop a train. You can't stop a train. Stephanie McGuinn, a beauty kind of fair.
horses there in Sherbrooke Town. She had the blackest hair, and her laughing rang like silver, and her whispers pulling through. And when she gave her heart to a damn man, saw her eyes sparkle blue. You can't stop a train. 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 Cat here in the paper reads they were married that same June. Further down this page you read how the love come to ruin. The police tracked and chased him. They shot his legs to bring him down so they could hang him from the gallows pole in the heart of her hometown. Can't stop a train. 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 Can't stop a train.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Sounding fine. Carry on, kids. Carry on.
All right. Now I'm in the fourth. I'll drop it down. It's dry and angry. This is a song about the flood of 1997. All right. The skyline was on fire. We saw it on TV. And they said she was pissed and she was headed northerly. Man grabbed a trash pump, something in his eyes. Said we're coming down the sink or swim, maybe hell's not all that dry. Red River, she run angry. Red River, she run high. Red River, she knows how. About 96 was bad. This is a whole new year. My mother started crying. My old man, he just stared. She beat him on the chest, but his eyes were lost on me. High and angry tonight.
them pending apocalypse, you know, I was just filled with mud.
Yeah. Now, there's a song, boy. Songs don't get much better than that, I'll tell you.
Well, now, thanks again. Cheers.
Cheers.
That did some things for you on the internet, didn't it? It was getting votes.
We got some play, actually, in Bruce's backyard in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It was in Atlantic City.
Jersey City.
Jersey City, Atlantic City. It was out there in New Jersey, anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So, yeah, it was. I forget what number it was at, or it didn't really matter. It was just out there, and all of a sudden we were like, "Well, that's in New Jersey." We're going Bruce's backyard.
All right, and he listens to those community stations. So hey, you never know. You have to listen to his next record carefully. He might be able to.
It'll be referencing. Yeah, it'll be referencing. Yeah. Hey, wait a minute! He's stealing from us again. Oh man. Bruce,
have you seen Bruce before?
I've seen him once. I saw him in Edmonton, Alberta.
Ah, yes.
And I was about as sick as I've ever been in my entire life.
Uh-oh.
Fever of like probably pushing 100 and 203, so I didn't have to take any illicit things because my brain was actually dying on its own. So I went there. I was in the pit. I made it to the pit.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
I was right there. I was like probably 2 feet away from the man. I could feel his Bruce-ness. Yeah, I was like, I'm healed, brothers and sisters, I'm healed.
Was that the reunion tour or the Rising tour?
That was the Rising tour.
Oh, that's the one. No, I'm thinking.
That's the one where you got in trouble with the whole egg incident.
Well, yeah, there's that. We don't talk about that.
That which shall not be named.
I was trying to think which town got screwed over. The pit line got screwed over in one of those towns. I think it was actually Calgary.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of really upset people in Edmonton and in Calgary, but I think they were really upset.
Yeah. Well, I was like seventh. I was number seven. No, I was number 11. I would have been the 11th person there. So I would have been pretty much resting my arms, you know, in front of Bruce the whole night. And then the guy had I don't know what the heck happened, but he decided to flip the line.
Right, yeah, I heard about that. What was that about?
It was a long, stupid story, and I'll just get annoyed
if I have to recount
it again.
You feel the anger rising this time.
So I'll let you play another high and angry song.
All right.
This is the Hazy Pilgrims, folks, if you're just tuning in. This is the Twang Trust on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, and these guys are playing the Academy Bar and Eatery this Saturday night. And you should go.
You should. Right. We'd love to see you out there. It's for a good cause, and it's $5 at the door. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Bargain. And I'm sure there's bound to be a hat you could put a little more in, huh?
Yeah, now that you say it, there's going to be probably a hat.
$5. Who's? I mean, anybody's got $5. You can afford a little more than that.
You tell him, Stu. You're higher, man. You're a manager. All right. This is a song called Killdeer. Let's try this. First of all, it's always good to tune your guitar.
Tuning makes for great radio.
It is. It's the best. Thanks, everybody out there in Radioland. Ding, 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 ding. All right, there.
Sounds good.
Go. tower standing like it was the day before. We got all the smoke and mirrors here. There's no strangers at the door. And he's drinking kerosene. She's climbing up the walls. You know, she looks so smooth and pretty. Right before she falls. David brings salvation to the ladies of the night. He says Jesus gave his love away. Ah, come on, hold me tight. And Delilah rolled in at 5 a.m. Samson looks distraught. She don't mind the teaching. Ah, but he hates being taught. And this is where I come from. Can you hear the killdee's call? Wonder what she's seeing. Is there anything at all? The sky's almost pink tonight. The sun descends on Dead Horse Road. There's something in the wind out here. Puts a silence on my soul. Now Melanie, she's seeing visions. 25th century, and her eyes are stoned with devotion. Feels just something I just can't see. Last night I drove past the glass plant. I guess it was building up with time. And that gas pedal kept going down, 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 down.
Yeah, very nice, very nice.
Jesus.
Now, have you got now? Are you son of, the son of a preacher or anything like that? There's this deranged preacher inside you. We saw a bit of it in that last song. But at the Crescentwood show, I thought, man, this guy's going to, wow, this the skies are going to open up any second now.
Okay, I'm the son of a preacher.
Yeah.
My mom was a church secretary.
Wow.
But, yeah, my dad comes from a really conservative Mennonite background, so I grew up kind of between that and a much more liberal, I guess, Mennonite sides, but it was all there, and you can't really escape that once you're in it. I mean, you can't escape it, but it's always going to walk with you some way. So, yeah, it makes my mom cry sometimes. The deranged preacher, I'll be sure.
The town is growing; it'll reclaim you.
Yeah, it's moving towards us.
Yeah. Have you heard the Springsteen song "Preacher's Daughter"?
No.
Oh well, we're going to play that for you a little later. That'll blow you away.
Right on.
But speaking of Springsteen songs, something that my jaw was like, I was dragging my jaw along the ground for about a week after I saw you the last time when you pulled out Jeannie Needs a Shooter as a cover.
Yeah, that was, I don't know how, I got into Warren Zevon and I used to go into record stores and I would be buying usually like two records that I'd heard of or something, but then I always had enough money for the third one and I would just buy something and I would never have heard of it. And I can't remember how I got into Warren Zevon. Somehow I picked up, and I never ever liked that Werewolf song, Werewolves of London.
Uh-huh.
Never liked that song, but somehow I ended up getting Learning to Flinch.
Okay, sure.
That was a live record, so I got that. And then I just loved it. So I was at a garage sale once and I picked up Bad Luck Streak and Dancing School. And it had a Springsteen. There was a co-write there for the Springsteen. And then I guess you and me are going to have it out after, but what the real, what really went on with the creation of that song?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've heard a couple of stories. I've actually got two versions of that song with me here tonight by Bruce. He did it originally in 72. And then he redid it during the Darkness sessions in 77, 78.
Really?
Yeah. And neither version sounds anything like the Warren Zevon song. Like, the lyrics are totally different.
Right, yeah. Well, I saw the lyrics. I don't remember if you put a link on or what. I went surfing around after I heard your version of the story. And, yeah, I found the lyrics and it looked different. And I don't know. Apparently it sounds completely different. I actually saw an interview with Warren Zevon, though, where he told the story that he had gone to Bruce's house at like 3 in the morning and said, here's this song and I don't have a chorus, or something's missing, and Bruce had said to him, oh, you need a chorus, so he threw that chorus in it, and it just made the song. That's the story I heard, but I mean, what do I know?
Well, hey, sounds good to me. Well, maybe I will hear both those things a little later, but... Maybe we can leave off with one more from the Hazy Pilgrims.
All right.
Now, this is kind of a Christmas benefit thing. Are you going to be doing any Christmas songs this weekend?
All Emerson, Lake, and Palmer tunes.
Yeah.
Yes. No. We'll probably be avoiding the whole Christmas song thing. I don't know, unless Jerry's got something that he wants.
Hey, Greg Lake actually has a good Christmas song. I Believe in Father Christmas. Have you heard that one? That's a good one.
No.
I'm a Christmas music nut. That's why I bring this up.
How are you?
We're starting a little later in this show. We're going to be giving away the 2006 Reed Family Christmas Spectacular CD. This is, I think, the 11th one we've done, and it's very exciting. We'll give you all guys one. I'm sure you hate Christmas music. You'll hate it a little more after tonight.
It's you, Stu, so we're going to give it a spin. We're going to give it a fair spin.
All right.
Excellent.
But we'll hear something that has absolutely nothing to do with Christmas right now from the Hazy Pilgrims.
All right, this is called Lonesome Wild and Blue. See how this sounds. Brown eyes always leave me blue.
dose of your touch. I always cut right through, and now I'm out here running with a diesel and a fuse. Rolling dark, screaming between silence and the moon, leaving me lying. To see trick of the light. If I died in the dark now, tell me, would it let you down? Well, as soon as I give up the ghost trail, just become your clown.
Saturday night, this Saturday night at the Academy Bar and Eatery, folks, the Hazy Pilgrims, two sets, acoustic, electric, and boy, well, I'm sure you'll agree, if it sounds this smoke in acoustic mode, you can't fathom these guys in electricity coursing through their veins. It's going to be fun.
Electromagnified. We're also playing the 29th at the Collective Cabaret.
Ah, all right.
That will be smoking, too. We're playing with a young band called The Revolts. Good time, good time.
All right, we'll be there. And thanks so much for coming in, guys. It's
Thank
been a
you.
Treat.
Thank you, Stu.
Thank you, Stu.
Keep it coming. And here's Bruce for you.